Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hey, everybody, this is the Brother Surreal Radio Show. There we go. Mixing it up tonight. To say the Brother for Real Christmas Holiday Show tonight. You ready for some real talk this holiday? Like for you to join us in our discussion. Hey, we have some very good people on the show tonight. Some very exciting people on the show tonight. We got Miss Tina Caraway. We got myself. We got Robert. We got Sabrina Huff. We got Destiny Stone. And there's no telling who else might show up. Like, welcome to the show. Let's give everybody a big hand for joining the show, Robert. Robert, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey there, Leon. Hey everybody. No, you sounding good. You can sound good.
I got a good new technology going on tonight, man. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I needed that hand, man. I got a little new technology going on, so now if anything freak out on you, let me know.
All right. I got you.
Everybody good? You hear me, Destiny? You hear me, Sabrina?
Yes.
You hear me, Tina? Yeah.
I can hear you.
Loud and clear, bud.
All right, then. Great, man. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, right quick, you guys, Robert and I have been discussing going live with this thing, not only on the, you know, the radio show here, but also doing Facebook Live as we talk. We haven't figured that out, worked it out yet, but we're going to be doing this now. So I made my first step tonight. I'm trying my headphones out, Robert.
What you doing there, bub? Uh-oh.
Who said that?
What you got going there, buddy?
Good for you? Like, you know how people say good for you, then they, like, look at you.
Being
like,
sarcastic.
You know,
being sarcastic, right?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
They really don't mean good for you. They mean, I see how this work out.
Whatever. Right. They like, whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brother For Real Radio Show tonight. The number to call is 215-383-3872. You can also log into www.brothersurreal.com. You can also just click on that great big link I sent you on Facebook. So just click on that link and you're going to go live, right? Isn't that right, Robert?
That's it. That'll do it.
That's it. We want to talk a little bit tonight. I have a couple of things on my mind, you know. We're going to get in that. We basically talked about how we're going to pull our village together. You know, there's so much going on. You know, every time I turn around, there's some foolishness going on with Trump.
I have the best foolishness.
My foolishness is the best.
See, this guy is doing some complete foolishness every time you turn around. So it's we really have to step up our game on this guy, man. And I see what he's doing now. He's running scared a little bit. The first time ever, he's gone over to Iraq and visited the troops. Because you see the blue wave coming in on January the 3rd or whenever they're going in. So I'm just letting everybody not to be psyched out. You know how people get excited. It's like he has a very low bar to meet. Everybody's head is on such a low bar. If he speaks nicely, if he doesn't act a fool one day, everybody gives him credit for being a good president. So we got to do better than that. Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a lot of people. We got a lot to talk about other than that. So I just wanted to get out my chest before I got started. How did everybody do for Christmas, man? Robert, what'd you get for Christmas, man?
Man, I did pretty good. My biggest gift was coming home and visiting with you and Mom and Joseph and Curtis and Lillian and Daniel and Mom, of course. It was the greatest Christmas. To me, that was it. I spent that time with my mom, and we sang and we carried on. Really, that was me. That was all I needed. I didn't need anything else. The gifts and material things are great, but there's nothing like family. And being with Mom was my biggest Christmas gift of all.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Since we have these young ladies on the line, man, I don't know how much time they have. I just asked them to join us. God bless you, ladies, for joining in. Destiny, how you doing tonight, hon? All the way in where? Mississippi?
I'm crazy. Yes, sir.
Are you in Mississippi? Mm-hmm. You hear that, Robert?
Wow. She way out there in the sticks.
In Mississippi?
Hey, are you near Jackson?
No, I'm about 3 hours away from Jackson. I was born in Jackson, though.
Oh yeah, I came to Jackson about a year ago. I flew down there to do that mall. It's like a mall. Well, I know it's downtown Jackson. What I had to do is there's a government building down there. What is it called? Anyway, I've been to Jackson once, and it was an interesting place. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, Robert, let me give you a little background information on how we met. Destiny, and why
okay.
I'm so excited that we met her. We
had
an event going on, and I'm going to get Sabrina to chime in because she can always tell a story right. You know, I mess a story up. But we had an event we had planned for last Wednesday at the Anson Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, I'm talking about Holla when I say we here. And I just reached out to Sabrina, you know, as I always do. I mean, she reaches out to me like she reached out to me like she always does. Ain't that right, Sabrina? So we just kind of reach out to each other, and almost every time, there's something going on because we both have something going on all the time. And then on this particular time, Sabrina had I don't know how long she and Destiny had met, but anyway, I'll let them tell that story.
That's probably the funniest part of the story.
All right, now that's what I'm talking about. So it's just the way things happen, man. The way I'm just so excited the way things happen. And you know, sometimes I call it winging it. You know, when I start doing stuff, I call it winging it. But I talked to a brother the other day, and I told him how I like to wing stuff, and I always tell him, man, but it turned out so beautifully. And he said, man, you don't call it winging it. You call it faith. You call it putting it in. Yeah, he said you call it putting it in God's hands. You call it. He said because you don't really know what to say to people. See, that's why you just put it in God's hands and let it flow. And Sabrina, you will attest to the fact of how beautifully last Wednesday flowed, and how beautifully
last Wednesday was phenomenal.
Yes.
I enjoyed. It was cool. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was cool. So Sabrina, please tell us how you and Destiny met, please.
This is the funny thing. Destiny and I, and no one else other than Destiny and I would know this, other than maybe a few other people. But Destiny and I have probably known each other 3 weeks, Destiny, maybe.
Maybe.
Let me say this. I've known about Destiny for 3 weeks. When Destiny got in my car to come to Anson County to speak to the students at the academy, Destiny had only known of me for maybe 3 days.
Wow.
So when you say faith,
that's a
three days.
When you say faith, that is definitely faith.
Hey Rob,
calm down, guys. Calm down.
We need another sound effect for that.
Yeah, she actually had to get in my car and ride with me to Anson County from Salisbury, and all I did was I saw a couple of her things online. She reached out online, and this is what she said, and I believe that she was not asking this of me. I believe this was her asking God to send her what she needed, because what she posted was, and she can chime in on this, what she posted was, where do I need to speak next, or what places are available for me to speak next? And the first place that always comes to mind when I think about where a young, the lives of other young people, I think of Anson County. And so I reached out, and Destiny, you can go from there.
Hey, yeah, Destiny, go from there, please.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so Ms. Sabrina reached out to me, and we just made it work. And I'm the type of person where I like to believe I have a discerning spirit, and Ms. Sabrina gave me good vibes. And I was like, okay, Lord, you know, I didn't really know what to expect going there. I just like, well, I'm going to just go sing a few songs, you know, just see what happens. But at the end of it, I end up, like, following, you know, some of the students on, you know, on Instagram. And, like, you guys such a social media. And it just encouraged me to see, you know, that, you know, I was able to connect with them in some kind of way, you know. So I had a lot of fun, and I met other people that, you know, as a musician, as an independent artist, it's very important that I network. And so to meet, you know, other people, meet my other millennial peers who work just as hard in whatever they do, you know, to be able to make those connections and, you know, form a relationship, you just never know what'll happen. So I think it was a great experience, though.
It really was, Robert. I wish you had been there. And look, Sabrina and Destiny. And Robert.
Sounds amazing.
Destiny, how much time do you have with us tonight? The reason I'm asking is because I'm going to work Tina Caraway into the conversation before she has to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, really know her schedule tonight either. Do you have a little time to stay on with us?
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Okay,
hi.
Great. Hey, Tina, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Tina.
Good. Hey, I'm riding in the car with four kids and three other adults. So you may hear games going on and conversations. So,
hey, Tim.
Yeah, we heard.
I have
all
a question for you.
We heard all that.
Are you in the U.S. or are you in Ghana? Where are you?
I was in Nairobi. Hello, but I am in.
Nairobi. Okay.
I am in Concord.
She's gonna check a brother
right about
now. She's gonna put a brother on check.
She checked him. She checked him, brother. Right quick. Yeah, hey, my peeps, man, we don't play.
I'm fair. They don't play that.
Take this out, guys. Take this out, Rob. You didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you saw this or not, man. This lady is special. Just like everybody on this call, this lady is special, man. You know she's special to me because she had one of the members of the Maasai tribe, man. To give me a shout out. You see that, man?
I saw that. Man, let me tell you, that gave the Brothers For Real and marketing my marketing pulpit international status. And now I can
say that
without fear of contradiction. We are international.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right, Robert. You're international.
I be wearing it out, too. I be on my show on Radio 1. Hey, we international. We got folks down in, I was saying Ghana, though. I have to correct that, say Nairobi.
Big fan.
That's
right.
Big fan.
I was all
get
up
right.
in Kenya.
Mm,
that's amazing. Thank you, Tina. Thank you. God bless you. You're welcome, Leon. I cried African tears.
You cried African tears.
Tina, tell us what's going on with you. Tell us what's going on with you right now. I know you have a lot going on. I know you have the leadership group going on and things like that. Tell us a little more about the leadership group right quick. if you don't mind, what's going on with that, what your objective is for that, how the community can help you make that successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the Amping Youth Leaders Academy is for 6th through 8th graders, and we are been participating and having our classes at the Anthem Middle School in Waysboro and focusing on leadership roles that are just within the county, as well as looking at leadership roles and how to be a good leader and what it takes to be a good leader and how to handle certain situations, even in the classroom and outside. So so it's been great. We've had a couple of classes. We didn't get started the way we wanted to because of the weather, and the students had to miss some days. But we have been able to have three classes so far, and on January 19th we are going to the Charlotte Hornets and Phoenix Suns game, and so it's a fundraiser. So if there's anyone else who would like to go, please contact Caraway Foundation at 704-761-4351, and we can set you up and get your tickets for the game. The game is a 5 o'clock game that day. So I'm excited because the kiddos are going to be able to go and experience in a professional basketball game, tour the arena, and, you know, just have a great time. So I'm looking forward to doing that with them. Yeah. So this is the first year of this program, so I'm all excited. Yeah.
So what is that? What's your major excitement? But and what are some of your challenges that you can probably help you out with? You know what I mean? Have you run into any?
Yeah. Well, one of the major challenges, besides funding, is just getting mentors for the program. And, you know, just trying to find, especially male mentors for the, you know, for the program.
Right.
So other than that, that's really the biggest thing. And just really having time for having other people to come and speak to them. But we are modeling this program after another adult program called Leadership Amp, and in which, so we take that and kind of, as they say, dumb it down to, for those kids. And so, you know, but finding other people to come in and be a mentor is really my biggest thing. I have a lot of women, but it's finding those men to come in and do that.
I know you have. I know Leadership Anson is sponsored by the Chamber, Anson County Chamber. Are they affiliated with this program?
They are. As a matter of fact, it's Leadership Anson, as well as South Piedmont Community College, are supporters. But PNC Bank and Woodforest Bank are our financial supporters, and South Piedmont, as well as Leadership Anson, or the Chamber, the Anson Chamber, are our supporters as well. As well as, obviously, the school system, and especially Anson Middle School, are definitely supporters of ours.
So most of your students are from the middle school, right?
That's correct, yeah. And so next year we're looking to do it a little differently. We probably are going to just focus on 7th through 8th graders so that the 6th graders can come to the school, get adjusted to being in middle school life, and then, you know, just because they're having some troubles a little bit, but just trying to, I think just having 7th through 8th graders in the next cohort would probably be better. So we're thinking through that and looking at what's the best way to help those sixth graders, because it is a big adjustment going from elementary to middle school and then trying to be part of this program and missing some classes, because I actually have the program on the early release day. But this past couple of classes have been on the days that they've been going all day because they're making up their time on the day that we're supposed to be early release. Yeah. So we're just filling it out and adjusting and thinking it through. Yeah.
Hey, Tina, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah. Hey, Sabrina.
Excuse me. Hey, how are you?
Great.
So, question on the program. Are you or have you considered doing a summer read with the students? And the reason why I'm asking you that is because I'm kind of throwing it out there as a question, but also as maybe something that's a possibility because of the summer reading grant that you can apply for through Dollar General.
Oh, no. I have not thought about that. And now that you said it, I will certainly add that to my list of things to talk to you, and maybe we can talk about it in detail offline.
Please give me a call on that because they have a couple of grants.
Yeah.
They're small grants, but, you know, it counts up. And if you can add a piece in there for parental literacy or some type of way that the reading can be between the households, they also have a parent literacy piece grant in there. I think there are, if last time I looked at it, there were three. They may be going over to four different grants. But Dollar General is a grant that's a hidden jewel that a lot of people don't even think about applying for.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And it seemed like I remember hearing something about Dollar General and their grants that they provide, but it's been a long time. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I will definitely contact you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I will, Sabrina. Thank
Great.
You.
Great. Robert. Robert.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing, man? We're going to take a quick break, man. If you don't mind, give me a little Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're going to take a little quick break. And ladies, don't go anywhere. When we come right back, we're going to start back. We're going to get back into the conversation with Destiny and kind of give us some updates on what she's doing. Thank you, Tina. Please hang around. We might have some more questions for you later on. If you can, we'll appreciate you hanging around. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
This is the Brother Career Holiday Show. Number to call is 215-383-3872. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Presence for Real Christmas Holiday Show. We listen to the sound come function, man. Now, that's old school.
Them boys singing. They ain't singing. They singing.
Yeah, they they're putting it down, man. I don't know whether you ever seen them perform or not, Destiny, but you get some time on your hands. Google pun function. I know you're kind of young. Have you ever heard of pun function, Destiny?
I think I have heard
of
it. It sounds familiar.
That means her folks.
Oh, God, or something else, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Destiny. Now,
yes, sir.
This is something I really want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Before we talk about that, though, let me do this. We want to give a moment of silence for Robert. We're gonna give a moment of silence for Jaderia D. Berry. You know, she was supposed to join us on our call tonight, but her phone died. You know, we're just gonna give a moment of silence.
Her phone died.
That phone, man. You know, Get a phone back.
Well,
you know, that's a
well,
bad thing, man, when your phone died at the wrong time.
That's the worst thing.
Can you imagine that? She texted me about maybe 20 minutes before the show. She said she was at the mall and the phone was dying. And I figured it died. It must have died.
You know, last time my phone died, this was me.
It'll make you cry, man. It'll make you cry. It'll make you cry, man.
All right. Calm down, baby. Calm down, baby. That's like the baby knew you're getting ready for 20.
The baby knew you're getting ready for 2019. That 2019 getting cranked up back there. Okay.
Yeah.
Destiny.
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight again? I want to, like I said, thank you again for coming in. Great. I want to thank you again for coming to Anson County and sharing your time with us. Because your time, people's time is valuable. I understand that. And we really appreciate you coming to Anson County and sharing your time with us. There's so many things I'd like to talk to you about, but we're going to kind of concentrate on what you did here and how important I think it is that we continue to do things of that nature, that we continue to reach back, that we continue to use the village for the advantage and to the use the village as a resource, use the talent in the village as a resource to reach back and motivate and inspire young people. Because as you probably noticed, there were, you know, people looked a little solemn, you know what I mean? So it's important that we bring that energy, the positive energy, in to the school system, because it is my opinion that the school system has not kept up with the rest of the world as far as, you know, being progressive. So it is important that we you go back in, you know, we continue to reach in and do what we can to make sure that our young people get motivated. And I'm going to just get on my soapbox for a minute about music. One of the things I know is destroying our young people is music, unfortunately, or what they call music now. And I'm so excited to see somebody like yourself coming along with a different attitude about music, a young person with a different attitude about music. Because I get sick on the stomach every time I meet a young person and they say they want to show me their music, and here they come with this foolishness, this rap, this nasty rap stuff. I mean, and it's just destroying it. They've been, first of all, I know they've been destroyed in the head when they come to me with that, and they haven't learned that they shouldn't continue to destroy others with it. They're basically destroying. They've been destroyed in the head, and then they want to be contagious. That bothers me. Anyway, so you'll hear me often say music is destroying our community. The music, the stuff that they listen to all day long, every day, all day long, every day, all day long, every day, over and over and over again, is destroying us. So we have to really do something about that. We really have to push people out here that have a positive message in the music, especially in music. It's very important,
you know what, Leon,
that we, yes, sir.
I think adults, some of the influencers who influenced people making music and the listeners. Like, I look at some of these award shows, and some of the people they choose to award and honor, and they are like the antithesis of what we're speaking of. And how do we get these organizations that are supposed to be the leaders and builders of tomorrow, for them to really understand the impact of negative music and how to stop them from awarding the purveyors of this type of mind-altering music? And because I look at some of these shows and I'm saying, who they're giving these awards to? I'm like, wait a minute, is this the kind of guy we want to be, or woman we want to be awarding and setting it as an example as the paragon of responsibility? So I think we got to put more concentration up top.
Clearly, they're giving awards on quantity instead of quality of music. You know, the amount of sales or something like that. I don't know what it's based on, to be honest. But,
yeah, but
it's
the
certainly
result,
not the quality of the message.
the result is the same, and it keep going back to capitalism until we can hit somebody in their pockets. And I know that wasn't the theme of today, but I'm telling you, we can beat on the young folks, and they got to do right too. But adults got to do the right thing. Adults got to step up and stop being so driven by profits and making the next $1 million sales or somebody donating to their organization or to their cause that they're willing to turn a blind eye to some of.
Can you still hear that, bro?
Can I add something in there on top of what you just said, Robert? Because tonight, the Marketing Pulpit is making a difference with having someone that, and I've said it on my Facebook page, if you don't know Destiny Stone's name, you need to get to know her.
All right, I totally agree with you.
The Marketing Pulpit is definitely going to be known for having Destiny Stone on your show. Trust me on that, Robert.
Woohoo! Woohoo! All right.
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. So, Destiny.
Yes, sir.
What are you up to with this music? I mean, this music you're putting out, man. What are you up to? Are you?
I literally just hit an email to a booking agent in Charlotte to try to get a show there. So I'm done with college. So my plan is to hit it even harder. I've been putting on my own shows since I was 15, and I don't plan to stop anytime soon. So I'm always just looking for different places, different venues where I can perform my original music and just expose more people to what I do and expand my fan base. And like I said, I had a lot of fun at Anson Academy because speaking about the music industry, you know, how things are changing, you know, people don't really buy CDs anymore. And so it's all about like streaming. So being able to know that the music that I write, you know, that somebody gets it, you know, people like they connect to it, and I'm not, you know, because I feel like for me, writing music, that's part of my heart, you know. And when I perform, I'm putting my heart out, you know, for people to see and just exposing people to what goes on in my mind. So I'm just always looking for places to perform, opportunities. I have some new music coming out in January. I'll be meeting with my sound engineer at the end of this month. So I'm always working. Always working, and just like I said, looking for great opportunities, and yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Leon.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, so Destiny, there's an event that I am the event planner for. Is mm-hmm. in North Carolina. It's in Raleigh. It's called Pack-a-Palooza. It's with mm-hmm. NC State. Is there when the students come back to school in the summer? So it's in August, and I would love mm-hmm. to talk to you about maybe coming for that event. It's Saturday, August. Mm-hmm. I think it's August 24th or the 25th. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I wanted to share mm-hmm. that with you because I do need to get off, Leon, and I apologize, but I wanted to share
no
that
problem.
With you, Destiny, and certainly, you know. If it's Sabrina or someone, or if you want to take down my number now, let's talk. And all right, so my number is 919-332-9541. So that's 919-332-9541. So let's talk. And it's Caraway, Caraway. Yeah.
Okay. Tina, tell her right quick how many people are to show up at the Pop-a-Palooza.
It's about 85,000 people that come out to that yeah. event throughout the day, and it starts at 2:00, goes from like 2 to 10, and we have a headline, but we have there are two musical stages that I basically manage along with stage manager, and there's over 320 plus vendors. But students, the community, you name it, come out to the event. It's one of the it's actually the second largest event that NC State puts on besides football, mm-hmm. a football game. It is one of the top 10 events in Raleigh in the area.
Okay.
So it's pretty big. It's been
on Facebook.
Please send me. Okay, perfect. Okay, great. Well, we would definitely connect, but it's, I mean, it's another way you guys that you can, you know, show your talent and have a great time. But yeah, but we'll talk.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
You are welcome.
Thank
and
you,
Leon, thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you inviting me to the show.
Oh, the little hand clap.
God bless you. Things are good. Want to do it?
Want to do it. Well, thanks again. Thanks, Leon, for being part of my village. And thanks for allowing me to be part of your village, too. So I appreciate
you.
All right, guys.
Absolutely.
Have a great night.
You too.
All right. God bless you.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You see, guys, what happens is when good people get together, it just works. I mean, and this is why I'm going to keep saying this. We just have to stick together, Sabrina. Robert, we just have to stick together. We just have to stick together, Des, Sydney. And the reason I say that is because there's so much power when there's two or three. There's so much power, you know, in that. So I can go out here and keep trying to do stuff on my own. Well, I never have thought much of that, trying to do stuff on my own. But it's so much power when we try to work together and make things happen. See how it is. Destiny Tina, the reason I wanted to tell you, I mean, I want her to tell you how many people show up at this thing. This thing is crazy. She's talking about, man. It's
a lot of folks.
The thing. I mean, it gets crazy. You're talking about exposure.
The campus before, so, and the campus is huge, so I can only imagine what the rent is like.
Hey, Leon, did she say 85,000? Oh, you said 85,000?
She said 85,000, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It kind of matters. That'll fill up a room.
She said 85,000.
Man.
That'll fill a room up. I wanted to talk to Destiny about her philosophy. I want to put you on the spot, because I know you're a musician and musicians don't talk about each other. But I do want to hear your philosophy on music and the direction some of it's going. I tell you guys this. I'll tell you a quick story. I just got a Sabrina, I just got a new car. Check this out. I actually have Sirius XM. Is that what they call it, Robert? Yeah.
That's it.
I actually have that. So I'm being exposed to music I did not know was out there. Now, I'll be honest with you. Because I've been kind of in this bubble where I was basically exposed to this crazy music, you know. I was exposed more to the music that kids listen to. When I say that, it's because I'm around kids a lot, and I hear what they listen to, and I'm a DJ, and I hear what they ask for. So it really bothers me when they do ask for that stuff. And I like, and I know what it's saying. I'm like, why do you ask for that? Why do you want to hear that? It's, you know, you're playing for a party. I said, it doesn't even have a beat. You can't even dance to that. So why do you want to hear that tonight? Why do you want to hear somebody say, shoot, 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 shoot? I mean, why do you want to hear that? Anyway.
Boy, capitalism is strong.
Destiny.
Yes, sir.
It is, man. It is. So, Destiny, I want to support your music, your kind of music. Now, but I just want to hear what your philosophy is on music and what direction is going on these days.
I feel like one thing I've noticed that a lot of independent artists, I like more independent artists, the ones who, you know, they don't get signed to a record label, so the record label they don't have a record label to control what they put out. They don't have a record label to control, you know, what they write, what they sing, that type of thing. So I've discovered a lot of artists who a lot of people don't know about, but they have really, really good music. And I guess it's kind of like for me. I'm an independent artist. I'm not signed to anybody. And, you know, I like to write wholesome music. That's how I think about it. I like to make people think. And so I always appreciate it when an artist can make me think. And But then as humans, one thing I'm learning that we experience a variety of emotions. Some days you're feeling like we're superheroes and feel like we're on top of the world. And NDIRE, which a lot of people know about her, I love her. And she just put out a new song, I think last month she put out a new song.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Of course, everybody loves to have fun, and we don't want all our song, all our music to be so serious that we can't have fun. And I get all of that. So I feel like it should just be a mixture,
right,
in that, you know, that what you do is true to who you are, and don't feel like, you know, you have to sell your soul or sell out, you know, just to sell some records, because, you know, that's just how I feel about it. You know, I would like to
say, that's what I want to say,
for as long as I can.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Here's what I want to say about that. Here's what I noticed. Those kids like what you give them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they liking that stuff because that's what's being pumped to them. You know, that's when like Robert's saying, the capitalism, the marketing, that's what's being pushed toward young people, that music that they listen to. But I always noticed this, they really like your music.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was pushed toward them, they'd listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to grown folks like myself and Robert, and you, of course, now that you're grown, that we push that music, we push your kind of music, if we believe that makes a difference. And I'm sure it does. Because it's important that we push this kind of music. We push it, you know. We get more people to listen to it. Robert, I don't know whether you've had the opportunity to listen to her. What's the clip you sing a little bit of The Weight in the Water in, and My Black, what's the name of that song?
Oh, The Shoulders on Which I Stand.
Yeah, the Shoulders on Which I Stand. Now, Robert, that's a deep one, man. That's a deep one.
What is that? I mean, the title itself, if the title is any indicator of what the lyrics are about, I can imagine the context, and it sounds like the consciousness that's emanating from Destiny. It leads me to believe it couldn't be nothing but a successful and really spiritually moving rendition. So I have to look it up.
I performed it at one of my shows over the summer, and it was one of the coolest experiences ever, and I really felt it was like the Holy Spirit was like in the space, because when I started seeing the Weight in the Water part, it just something rushed over me. I just got chilled. So
you feel like singing tonight?
Sure, why not?
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, man. Yeah. So when you're ready, we're ready, man.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'll sing just a little bit of The Shoulders on Which I Stand. If you like this, you can go on YouTube, listen to the whole song.
Right.
Yeah, you can go on YouTube, listen to the whole song. Just search my name, Destiny Stone. The shoulders on which I stand, they are the shoulders of a strong black man, and in the palm of his hand are the bitter tears that he wept. The shoulders on which I stand, they are the shoulders of my black women who made the way through this land while being stripped of their own children. And if these trees could speak, I'm sure they would tell of the horror that they see. And so I sing way in the water, wait in the water, children, wait in the water. sisters, and that's gonna trouble the water.
Ha! Thank you. Great.
Thank
you. Got me crying over here.
Hey,
I'm about to teach you. I'm crying, man. I'm crying.
I know, man. Now, she took us by surprise with that one at the academy the other day.
You know, man,
we see people all the time that say they can sing and stuff. You know how that is.
Yeah, you be waiting there to
somebody
come out.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're waiting, man. Hey, look, man. Hey, Daphne, I hit on my critical ear now. I'm just letting you know. And if you didn't come out right, I was going to oust you right here on national radio. This girl can sing, y'all. This girl got some skills.
How
the world to know.
I'm just trying to talk about the maturity of her voice now, man. How old are you, Destiny?
I'm 21.
Ooh, Lord.
Imagine that. Imagine that, Robert.
Man. Hey, 21. Sabrina said it a minute ago. Sabrina said it. She said, we're going to be known for this day that we gave Destiny the mic on the marketing pulpit. I already feel it. I'm already honored.
I know, man. I already told her. I was proud she know me. You know what I mean? Hey, now, you be saying you're proud to know somebody. I'm proud she knows
me.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, when you get to
those.
That's when
great,
doing,
Destiny.
Hey, Leon, no folks can sing. They get to the end of those notes and they carry them out and put a little wiggle on the end. I said, I hear some singing.
You know what I like most about her?
Little vibrato.
Her singing, man.
What's that?
Yeah, she said the word strong. She said it like we say it, strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That girl,
she said strong.
Does they know what she's doing?
That's the way we say it, brother.
But definitely, I can,
you know,
I can say it.
Don't even try to mess a song up with saying the word wrong. Like a strong.
But definitely, I'm sure you may have heard this before, but remaining true in entertainment of any sort is extremely difficult because there is going to be temptations and diversions and there's going to be money, there's going to be all types of things that's going to be pulling you off your track. But one of the things about branding and marketing is the people that are true to themselves, you're true to yourself. Now, if that's where you are, then that's where you are. But I'm saying if you're true to yourself, you will find your audience and your niche, and they will be loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
They will never forget you, and they reward you in ways that you can't imagine. True to self, that's the way to go.
Thank you.
That's from a professional marketer. Robert Gatewood in the marketing pulpit. You Google this guy when you hang up. You'll be excited again, all over again. Robert Gatewood is he has Gatewood Marketing. He has the Marketing Pulpit. He does his radio show on Radio 1 in Washington, D.C. And he just gave some very valuable advice. And Robert, since you are talking, it's been the holiday season, man. Can you kind of give us some advice on how to get through this thing, get into the next year, man, without really going completely crazy?
Well, Leon, that's a good question. That's a good question. I tell you what, this is what I like people to ruminate on is in our community, we are traditionally very faithful and loyal people, and we are steeped in mores and mores and values, and that's just part and parcel of who we are. Now, hold that over there for a moment. But at the same time, there are people with ill intent who understand this. And under the guise of celebration and tradition, they are seeking to exploit that loyalty. So whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's, Valentine's Day, you name it, the holiday du jour, let's be wary and be aware of people who are attempting to exploit and take advantage of our loyalties, our traditions, and things that have made us a strong community. Because right now, really what's happening in the country, people's spending habits are shifting. They're not whether you know it, because we don't see it outside of our community, but other communities are shifting away from some of this grandiose spending on some of these holidays. But in our community, we tend to hang on something. I mean, that's our strength, but it's also our weakness. We tend to hang on things sometime a little too long, sometimes to our detriment. I'm not saying give up on things that are true to our community, things that are valuable to us, things that are really in our real tradition. But some of these fake new traditions, we have to look at it with a jaundiced eye and understand the difference between true tradition and some of these man-made traditions that are really created for the sole benefit of extracting wealth from our community. So as we go into 2019, we will see an increased effort, a heightened effort, to extract money from our community. We saw it during the housing crisis. We've seen it in several ways where we've almost been wiped out. Just be aware. Invest in things that are true to your community, that's going to help you as an individual, that's going to help the community. People like Destiny over there, these are people that we can bank on.
Mm-hmm.
And let's help people like her feel that she has our support. There's enough things, good things out here that we can spend our money and time on without chasing these fake traditions. Now, there's a big difference between real traditions and fake traditions. The fake ones are all about getting your money. That's all they're about. It's about getting your money. And that's my advice for people going into 2019, just to be aware, keep your antennas up, be sharp, be wise, but don't be afraid or don't hesitate to support our true heroes, our true rising stars like Destiny. That's my advice.
Man. That was great, man. Destiny, like I say, you're working with real people tonight. You know, we just want you to know that we really appreciate what you're doing. We appreciate everything. And before we let you go, I know you're down in Mississippi. Is that where your family is, right? I know you're down there in Mississippi, having a good time with your family. So what I want you to do before you go is just kind of let everybody know how to reach out to you again. And I'll tell you this part, too. This show is being recorded, of course. So in about 5 minutes after the show, you'll have a podcast of it, so which means you can share it around and let everybody else listen to it. And we're going to, of course, cherish it because we know we see what's getting ready to happen with you. So we're going to, of course, make sure we put this one in the vault and make sure we don't lose it. So we can always say we know Destiny. hey, we knew Destiny in her roots.
Yeah, we're going to say, we knew her when,
we on the ground floor, you know what I'm saying? So here's what I'd like for you to do is kind of just let everybody know how they can reach you again. Feel free to share as much information as you would like to or feel comfortable doing at this point. And I just let everybody hear from you again. So here, ladies and gentlemen, here's Destiny Stone again, and she's just going to kind of say goodbye to you, okay?
All right. Thank you guys for having me on. Again, my name is Destiny Stone. That's Destiny like Destiny's Child. You can find me on Facebook, Destiny Stone Music. I'm on YouTube, Destiny Stone Music. Some of you guys may have Instagram, Destiny_D_Stone. And last but not least, my website is DestinyStoneMusic.com. So, yeah, Destiny, nothing fancy, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y, Stone, S-T-O-N-E, music.com. If you want to learn a little bit more about me, what I do. Yeah, and I'm really proud of my website because I did it myself over the summer. So, yeah, y'all want to go check that out. So, yeah, again, just appreciate the opportunity, and it's nothing like networking.
Wow.
Now, you just impressed Robin Gatewood by giving that web address and stuff out with your own name. And that impressed you, didn't it, Robin?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, Destiny is doing something right. Because one of the first things I tell people is to go out there and register your own name. Get your own name. Get that domain name protected. It's yours. As long as you pay that $10 a year or whatever it is, that's yours the rest of your life. Get it. Own it. A-plus, Destiny.
Yes,
A-plus for that.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know what impresses this guy now, man. He's on it. Like I said, Destiny, thank you. God bless you. You know you always have some friends in the Gatewood, brothers in the Gatewood, the Brothers for a radio show. So look, feel free to come back anytime. I mean, you ain't got to call. You ain't got to tell me you're calling. Just call. We'll be sitting here, okay?
Yes, sir.
And when are you coming back? When you coming back to North Carolina?
I'll be back Sunday.
All right, now I'll tell you what we have going on. We have our Black History program and stuff coming up. So we'll be reaching out to you. We'll see if you are available to participate in some of the stuff we have going on down here in Anson County. Well, you know, like Rob was saying, we're loyal people. And especially Anson County, you know, we're loyal people. Once we fall in love, man, you're stuck. We're stalling. So anyway, you be careful out there, dear, and keep in touch,
okay? Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. Thank you. All right.
All right.
Please. Leon, can I say this, Leon?
Yeah, man, please.
I'm glad you decided to have this show tonight, because it was so easy to just say, well, we're full of turkey and pie and got all our Christmas socks and soap on a rope around our necks that we would pass on tonight. But the fact you decided to keep
it. See, do soap on a rope, man.
Yeah, what is that? What was the purpose of
the
soap being on the rope?
For real. That's a retro for real.
I mean,
I don't know.
You got to be a lazy joker, man. You can't even reach over and grab the soap out of the tray. You got to have it around your neck.
I think that came from prison, man. You know how they always say in prison, don't drop the soap.
Don't drop your That's a pretty good one. Can't drop it if it's around your neck.
They should just give out soap like that in prison, man. So here's your soap on the rope.
Hey, do you remember Brute? Brute and Old Spice.
Man, I got some Brute deodorant in there, man.
Oh, you got some Brute. Oh, my bad. I ain't know Brute was still around.
Brute by Fabergé. Yeah, Brute by Fabergé.
Well, Brute. Yeah. What about Old Spice? You got some of that too?
You know they still sell it now. I probably do have some Old Spice deodorant, man. That stuff,
but
you know
man,
they moving along with the times. You know they don't still have the same old fragrance. It's not still the same old bottle.
Some of these companies turn around and come back out, boy, swinging stronger than they ever were before. You better write them off and move on.
Buy one of them.
Yeah, just like Mustang. Remember the car Mustang was gone?
Man, that Mustang is the car now, man. You're
remember,
right,
man.
Everybody wants a Mustang.
But, man, that goes back to that marketing. Like I said, there's so many things that are involved, that marketing has its fingers in so many things that we sometimes think we're having revelations. And yes, we are having a revelation, but sometimes that revelation there's a hidden hand behind that revelation. And so we see these things having their resurgence. Like, so I wouldn't write soap on a rope off. Matter of fact, I might even go out here and start a new soap on a rope.
I'll tell you, you could probably really get a market in the prison system.
Know where to start, right? Know where to start the marketing campaign. What's the prison in Allen County? What's the prison down there called?
Yeah, Anson Correctional System, I think. And Lanesboro.
Okay.
Lanesboro. Yeah, we got at least two down here now. I think one of them closed down, man.
You know, up in the
prison.
Up in the D.C. area, we used to. There was a prison called Lawton. It was known. It was known from anywhere. Anybody who was in the prison system at all knew about Lawton. And that was like the talk when somebody talk about, you know, you do something bad. They say, hey, you're going up in Lawton. That was just like as known as the word. It was like, you know, like the word Kleenex is for facial tissue. You blow your nose, you go grab a tent Kleenex. Up here, the word Lawton was meant with prison. That's just what it meant. And it's amazing that we have these institutions that are so well known in our community, because the justice system, the judicial system, has been so unfair to us that we remember some of these places as well as we remember the places like the colleges, and it's just a part of our community. And unfortunately, it's not because we are worse people. We're not criminally people. We're not just a criminal society. suggest the criminal justice system has unfairly tarnished many well-intended people in our community. Some people went astray, but instead of correcting, that's what correctness, you know, institutions are supposed to do. They've been punitive and really put people into a cycle of crime. And so that was just a thing I thought about when we were talking about the prison system, is how it has really wreaked havoc on our community. And Leon, check this out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you this story right here is just a good way to like it's a continuation of my story about not being not falling for the okey-doke, and how the Bush has come out with a liquid marijuana. They're working on a liquid marijuana. John Boehner, our former Speaker of the House, who was known for his anti-drug campaigns up until 2011. He's now like, I am all in for weed. And then in the same news feed, a 20-year-old young man that played football, I can't think of the football team he played for, was locked up for having like a nickel bag of marijuana in his car. So we have a judicial system now that's rewarding. That's where judicial and financial combine. We're making millionaires out of rich people who already have more money than they can count, and we're still penalizing young people from the community for the same substance. That's something we need to work on in 2019.
Man, there's so much stuff out here to make you sick. It's just
we got our work cut out for us, brother. We got some work ahead. We cannot let up. We cannot let up. That's all I got to say. We cannot let up. All right, folks, sorry for the interruption of the show. We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Marketing Pulpit-sponsored Brothers for Real radio show. We'll be back next week at the same time, and this will be our end-of-the-year show coming up on the that'll be the end of when is the next show? Yeah, that'll be into the new year. We'll be into January 2019. Hey, you back, Leon?
That's right. Yeah, man, I don't know what happened, man.
It's like your show.
New technology. Your
phone dropped off.
Yeah,
just came back in to close things out.
Appreciate it, bro.
Were you on Facebook Live?
No.
Oh, you weren't? Okay.
I was trying my headphones out first. Man.
Oh, your headphones. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon. Check this out.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I do a Facebook Live and somebody comes on, it says connect them to the Facebook Live. Does that mean that can actually bring them onto the screen? Because I've seen people doing like a live and a little picture up in the corner. So we have to check that out. So we may be able to do this. I'll do a little research on that.
That'd be cool, man.
Yeah, so that's something to look forward to in 2019.
That would
really
be cool, man. I was waiting on you to invite Destiny to the Radio 1 show.
Oh, shoot. You gotta hit me on these things, man. You gotta leave me every now and then. I was,
You're straight.
I'm gonna do that.
I don't wanna do it. Yeah. Do that, man. That'd be great.
I'm gonna reach out to her and make sure I get on there. Maybe I can get a thing to that Radio 1 audience. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get her in, try to get her on the show in January, first week in January. Second week. All right.
That'd be great. All right, brother. Have a good night, man. You still at work?
Yeah, man. I'm about to get out of here, so. You at the Hall of Center?
Be safe out there, bro. Nah, man. I'm home tonight.
All right, man. Enjoy, bro. Talk to you.
Thank you, bro. Bless you, man.
Later. Ooh.